我们的主他是爱的温柔气息。
It is indeed our Lord is that breath of love.
我们永远也没有办法将他吸透。
There's no way we can have enough of him.
我们的主他是美丽中的至美。
For he is the most beautiful of all pretty ones.
我们永远也不可能将他赏透。
And there's no way we can say I have appreciated enough of his beauty.
他是我们的救主，是我们的主，是我们的朋友。
He is our Savior, our friend.
我们永远无法将他视透。
There's no way we can fully understand him.
我们知道他的名香甜远超众名。
And we know he has this name that's sweeter than all names.
我们永远也没有办法将他唱透。
And there's no way we can sing enough of Jesus.
但是早间我们来到主的面前。
But this morning when we come to our Lord.
我们要尽我们的全力来得着主的自己。
We shall with all we can to receive more of Jesus.
他这样的甘甜。
For he is so sweet.
这样的温柔。
So gentle.
这样的美丽。
So beautiful.
我们用我们所有的力量要将它来说透。
And with all I can, let's talk about Jesus.
我们盼望更多的认识基督。
Because we want to know more of him.
和众圣徒一同来明白。
To together with other saints to understand him.
来认识他爱的扩长升高。
To know of the length, the width, the depth, and the height of his love.
我们一起来读一段的圣经。
I'd like to read together with you a passage.
在撒迦利亚书。
The book of Zechariah.
第九章
Chapter 9,
第九节
Verse 9.
我们知道撒迦利亚是被掳归回三位先知中的一位。
We all knew Zechariah was one of the three prophets that returned to Jerusalem.
他是先知。
He was a prophet.
他也是祭司。
He's also a priest.
他也是族长。
He also was one of the head of the tribe.
所以他是代表着祭司、君王、先知三个职分，好像在他的身上。
Therefore, you can say this man has three ministry upon him. One is the priest, one is the king, and one is the prophet.
当以色列百姓他们从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷
，When Israelites went back to Jerusalem from Babylon,
他们建造了祭坛
，They re-established the altar.
他们立了圣殿的根基
，And they rebuilt the foundation of the temple.
但是以色列的百姓因为仇敌的攻击
But because of the attack of their enemies,
让他们手软，让他们最后停工。
Israelites were threatened and they were so scared to the point they stopped construction.
这一停停了好多的年日。
And it stopped for many, many years.
以至于这些神的子民，他们觉得建殿的时候还没有到。
To the point they felt maybe this is not the time to build the temple.
以至于我们的神，他的心没有办法满足。
To the point that our God's heart is not satisfied.
我们的神为着锡安乃是极其的火热。
Because God said, I am zealous for Zion.
他为着耶路撒冷，他心里是那样的火热。
And I'm on fire for my city of Jerusalem.
所以神不能容忍以色列百姓这样的光景。
Therefore, God can no longer endure that.That kind of condition of Israelite.
他打发他的先知。
So he sent prophets.
向以色列百姓来说预言。
To speak prophecy to his people.
来说安慰的话。
To comfort their hearts.
来说鼓励的话。
To encourage them.
当我们读完撒迦利亚书。
So when you finish the book of Zechariah.
我们里面觉得那样的稀奇。
We really were so marveled at what's said.
神的心意是在他儿女的身上。
Realizing that actually God's heart is upon his children.
就在这些以色列的百姓。
And right among these Israelites.
也就在他的教会的地方。
And that's where God's heart lies. And that's in his church as well.
神不只有一个心意。
God not only has this heart or a purpose.
当我们的神有了一个心意，他有一个心。
When God has a purpose, He will have action.
他要把他的旨意能够成就。
To fulfill the purpose.
所以我们看见在撒迦利亚书里面也说到许许多多预言主的来到地上。
And therefore, in the book of Zechariah, you see a lot of prophecies speaking of His coming.
当神真正要完成他的工作。
When God truly wants to finish His work.
没有别的道路。
There's no other way.
他必须差遣他独生的儿子。
He must have sent His one and only Son.
为我们来到地上。
To come into this world.
为我们走一条最卑微的道路。
To walk on the most lowly way.
撒迦利亚书里面我们看见主怎么样被弃绝。
And we see the prophecy regarding how Jesus would have been abandoned.
他怎么样被卖。
How he would be betrayed.
他怎么样被扎。
How he would be pierced through.
他借着他的死。
Through his death.
使得我们的主胜过了那掌死权的。
Yes, through his death, Jesus overcame death.
就是魔鬼。
The devil.
我们的主从死里面复活。
And our Lord also was risen from the dead.
我们的主在圣灵里面回来。
And he has returned in his spirit.
所以今天我们的主仍然做工在我们的身上。
And today he still works upon each one of us.
把他的工作要做成。
Because he has to finish, he has to do.
我们今天就读一段撒迦利亚书第九章第九节。
And this morning I like read with you chapter 9 verse 9 of Zechariah.
愿意从这段圣经里面我们来看见这位救主他是怎么样为我们来到地上。
So that we can see from this passage how our Lord has come into the world.
让我们来认识他的生命和道路到底是如何。
And also we want to understand what was his way and his life.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
西安的民啊应当大大喜乐。耶路撒冷的民啊应当欢呼。看啊你的王来到你这里。他是公义的并且施行拯救谦谦和和的骑着驴就是骑着驴的驹子。我们知道撒迦利亚书是在主降生之前有一段的年日他写的。
And we knew this book was written actually quite some time before the birth of Jesus.
他的执事大概是主前520年开始。
And his ministry did not start until 520 BC.
但是在这里他讲到说这一位王将要来到。
But here you see, Zacharias was prophesying how a king would have come.
那这一王是怎么来到的呢？
And how does this king going to come?
他不是骑着一个高大的白马。
Not on a huge, handsome white horse.
他是骑着一个驴驹子。
Instead, it's going to be riding on a donkey.
那这个王我想在以色列人心中都盼望有一个王的来到。
And I believe in the hearts of many Israelites, they all long for to have a real king.
他们所仰望的是他主大卫的国度能够再一次来到地上。
All they have hope for is one day the kingdom of their forefather King David can come upon earth again.
那这位王是弥赛亚，是他们的救主。
And this king is going to be their savior in the name of Messiah.
我们知道这些以色列的百姓视为有多少的强国。
And we knew at the time Israelites were surrounded by many big nations.
这么多年他们被掳。
And for years they were captivated.
他们在一个受辖制的光景。
They were under bondages and control.
他们没有办法自由来敬拜。
They could not have the freedom of worship.
好像他们所有的努力是为着别人。
And they worked hard for somebody else.
但是他们里面有一个盼望。
But in their heart, they still had this hope.
曾经这个大卫的国度是这么的强盛。
Because once upon a time, we had this huge kingdom held by King David.
但是现在他们这么微小。
Now we're so insignificant.
可是以色列的百姓都等候这位弥赛亚的来到。
But in their hearts, they're waiting for the Messiah's arrival.
哦，这位弥赛亚来了。
And when this Messiah comes,
能够恢复大卫的国度。
He's going to come and restore the kingdom of King David.
能够起来为他们征战。
And he will come and fight for us.
这位弥赛亚应该是蛮有全能的。
To have a king coming with power,
蛮有荣耀的
full of glory.
但是撒迦利亚当他在讲到这位王的来到
But when Zacharias prophesies about the arrival of this particular king,
他讲的是很特别
He describes this king very specially.
他说他是谦谦和和的
He says he comes gently.
他骑着驴就是骑着驴驹子
And riding on a donkey on a colt.
好像跟所有以色列人那个图画是不一样的。
And that's such a different picture from what Israelites had in mind.
所以我们看见撒迦利亚他其实在预言的里面把主的来到讲得很清楚。
So in this prophecy, see, Zechariah made it so clear how Jesus would have come.
可是我们从圣经里面在新约当中我们看见有这么多人当他们来跟随耶稣的时候
So in the book of New Testament you saw a lot of people when they followed Jesus
我们发现他们并不认识撒迦利亚所说的预言
They did not really understand the prophecy by Zechariah in the Old Testament
他们所等候的还是那位弥赛亚他们的王
They were still waiting for a king the Messiah to come
他们所盼望的还是一个属地的国度
They still hope to restore a kingdom An earthly kingdom.
但是我们的主告诉我们他的国不是这个世界上的
But Jesus has made it clear that my kingdom does not belong to this world.
他的国度是一个属天的国度
Instead, I have a heavenly kingdom.
他需要让很多的人眼睛得开
Jesus wants to open the eyes of many.
认识他自己就是这个国度的实际
Realize that Jesus himself is the substance difference of the kingdom.
这个国度不是外面的事情。
And this is not something you see with the outward eyes.
当主耶稣把他自己的荣耀彰显在那个登山变相的时候。
When on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus revealed his own image.
这是国度实际的彰显。
And that is the manifestation of the substance of his kingdom.
当主耶稣从死里面复活。
When Jesus was raised from the dead.
当他自己身体为我们裂开。
When he broke up his body for us.
他那永远的生命从他里面得着释放。
The eternal life was within Jesus was able to be released to us.
今天一粒麦子落在地里死了。
He was that one grain of wheat that died and buried in the ground.
有许多的籽粒结出来。
Now is able to yield many, many more.
国度本来他所有的实际在耶稣基督的里面。
The substance of this heavenly kingdom was in Jesus only before.
主在那个山上他一下子变相
了。And on the mountain of transfiguration, when he transfigured,
他面头放光。
His face was like the shining sun.
整个来讲，这个荣耀从他里面彰显。
It's like you could take a look at the manifestation of that kingdom inside of Jesus.
但是今天神的国度在哪里？
But now, where is that kingdom?
今天神的国度是主耶稣基督借着他的教会要彰显出来。
Now this kingdom of Jesus has to be seen through his church.
主的国不属于这个世界。
This kingdom is not of this earth.
所以他要我们来认识。
And Jesus wants us to know that.
这个国度的性质到底是怎么样？
What is the nature of this heavenly kingdom?
我们先要来认识这个国度的君王，他到底是怎么样？
In order to know that, we have to first figure out the nature of this heavenly king.
如果我们不认识这位君王，
If we don't know anything about this heavenly king,
我想我们对于国度整个他的性质的认识是有非常大的偏差。
Then we will be so wrong in our concept about the nature of this heavenly kingdom itself.
好，我们来读一段新约马太福音。
Let's read Matthew.
马太福音第二十一章。
Chapter 21.
我们一起从第一节读到第十一节。
Verses 1 to 11.
那这一段圣经呢，是讲到主耶稣他最后进到耶路撒冷去。
And this passage tells us the time when Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem.
那这段圣经也引用到了撒迦利亚书所讲的这段话。
And in this passage, they quote the verses in Zechariah.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开牵到我这里来，若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必时让你们牵来。这是成就，是要应验先知的话，说要对西安的居民说，看哪、啊、你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，是骑又骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：“何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何塞纳。”耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城就惊动了，说：“这是谁？”众人说：“这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。”我们看见这里有许多的人，他们在那里高喊何撒那。
You see, there's a large crowd shouting out Hosanna.
何撒那，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
The blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
何撒那原有求告的意思。
Hosanna means to ask, to seek.
我们在那里看见说，在这里呢，他们一同称颂神。
Here they bless the heart of God together.
这里有许许多多的群众。
A huge crowd there.
群众当中有很多人是因着听见主耶稣怎么叫拉撒勒复活。
And many people in the crowd heard about how Jesus raised Nazareth from the dead.
那因着拉撒路从死里面复活。
And because Nazareth was raised from the dead.
我想这件事震动了很多人的心。
And that has shaken many hearts.
也有许多犹太人因此就相信了耶稣。
But many Jews believed in Jesus.
若是这位弥赛亚。
If this is the Messiah.
他来了。
And he has come now.
他能够叫死人复活。
He has raised people from their dead.
这是何等的全能。
What a great power he has.
如果有这样的全能。
And if someone one has that kind of power,
then
we will surely win any battles. And therefore, many people followed Jesus for that.
也有很多人, 他们曾经看见主耶稣怎么样用五饼二鱼叫五千人能够吃饱。
And in the crowd, there are also people witness how Jesus fed 5,000 people with five loaves and two fish.
满足这么多人的需要。
And satisfy the needs of many people.
这些人可能会想,
they thought,
哇，这真是神的大能！
Wow, he surely has the power of God.
神这样的丰富，
God is so big.
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰，
and the Lord who created all.
今天好像在人的里面显现出来，能够成为他们的君王。
And now he's seen on this man, and he shall be our king.
有许许多多的人，他们因着这样来跟随。
Many people followed Jesus for that sake.
我们看见主耶稣他来到耶路撒冷，
When Jesus came to the city of Jerusalem,
众人的心是这样的想说， 这位王来了，
Many people were excited because the king had come,
这位弥赛亚来了，
Our Messiah has come,
他们在那里大声的赞美，
So they shout out loud,
何塞纳， 何塞纳，
And say Hosanna, Hosanna.
但是我们的主他自己里面那么的清楚，
But our Lord knew clearly in his own heart,
这一次到耶路撒冷， 这条道路是什么样的道路，
What kind of way he's taking this time into the city of Jerusalem.
我们的主那么的清楚，
He knew so clearly.
一面众人好像在那里欢呼，
On one hand these people are cheering up,
但是没有过多少时间，
But it will not take too much time.
可能有许多是一样的一般群众，
Probably gonna be the same group of people.
他们在那里喊说， 钉他十字架， 钉他十字架，
Well, shout out, crucify him, crucify him.
主这么清楚， 这是他的道路。
Jesus knew clearly that was his way soon.
主也非常的清楚， 神界的先知所说的话。
He also knew what God had spoken through the prophet.
这些在众先知所指着他所说的话， 一点的都要应验。
Because every prophecy regarding Jesus spoken by all prophets will become true one day.
那天主耶稣他到了一个地方，伯法其橄榄山那里。
That day Jesus came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives.
这里面讲到说他打发两个门徒， 叫他们往村子里去。
He sent two disciples, sent them to the village.
看见那边呢， 有一个驴拴在那里。
And he told them, you're going to see a donkey tied there.
还有一个驴驹同在一处。
And with her colt by her.
主叫他们把他们牵到这里来。
Jesus said, untie them and bring them to me.
若有人对你们说什么， 你们就说主要用他。
If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them.
我想， 因着神有一个旨意，
And I know because God had a purpose here.
从先知撒加利亚都预言到这件事情，
The same purpose being prophesied by the prophet Zechariah.
预言到说主是骑着一个驴驹子来进到耶路撒冷。
The prophecy speak of how this Messiah will ride on a donkey into the city of Jerusalem.
我们可能想说在当时那个地方可能有很多很多的驴驹子。
Maybe there are many, many donkeys and colts there.
那这些都算不了什么。
Actually, there was nothing.
但是当神有一个需要，
Again, when God has a need,
神需要满足先知在 他儿子身上的预言，
to fulfill the prophecy regarding his son.
一下子这个驴驹子， 它成了那么的重要。
Suddenly, this particular donkey and colt became so important.
在马可福音里面曾经讲到说， 这个驴驹子是没有人骑过的。
And in the book of Mark, it talked about how the colt was never being ridden on by other people.
而且它是被拴在那里的。
And he actually was this colt was tied up at a place.
这没有被骑过的， 它原来的意思有点好像就是没有什么用的。
And when you say it was never being ridden on, that means this donkey was probably of no use.
我想今天这样的驴驹子， 好像也是说到我们这些人的光景。
And this call can be referred to our condition as well.
原本我们真的是没有什么用的。
Because if you look yourself originally, we really don't have much use.
今天若是我们不过是兢兢业业的在地上来做一些我们自己的工作，
If all we have in value in life is to work hard for ourselves,
汗流满面为的是糊口，
We work hard with sweating, but all we can do is just make our ends meet.
一生的年日说不定就转眼成空，就如 飞而去。
And days in our life just fly by so fast. It's like you get nothing through it.
若是没有神的旨意临到
，Without the purpose of God in our life，
我们不过是没有用处的。
We are nothing but useless people.
多少时候我们不过像是被捆绑着
？It's like we are under bondage or controls.
许多世界上的事情把我们捆绑着。
Many things in this world are controlling us and binding us.
因为是这么样的没有意义。
It's like our life was without meaning.
整个世界上的人好像都在捆绑的里面。
All the people in this world live under some kind of bondage.
都在这个属地的这个律里面被压制着。
And pressed by the law on earth.
没有一个人能够出来。
No one can be delivered.
无论人怎么样努力。
No matter how hard a man would try.
人没有办法来拯救他。
There's no way a man deliver himself.
这个驴驹子原本就是这个样子。
And that was the condition of that colt.
那天。
That day,
耶稣说我要用它
Jesus says I need them
主要用它
Jesus wants to use him
当今天主要用的时候
When Jesus needs to use
这个驴驹子好像他一下子站在了一个不同的地位
Suddenly this car seems to be standing at a different condition
捆绑得做释放
His control was let go
今天是这位万王之王万主之主
Now the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings,
将要骑在他的上面
will ride upon it.
当主耶稣往前行
when Jesus kept on going,
这许多的人在那里高喊何塞纳何塞纳
a lot of people in the crowd shouting out Hosanna, Hosanna.
他们把衣服铺在地上
and they take up the cloak and pave on the road.
他们说想到这个是何等的君王
and they were all thinking, what a great king this is.
那君王进到耶路撒冷去
and this king is going to come into the city of Jerusalem.
这个小驴驹
and this little colt
今天竟然能够和这样的一个荣耀的光景他能够有份
was able to participate in this glorious parade
今天可能我们原本根本在世界上是没有指望没有神的
just like us we were people without God and without hope
但是当神告诉我们说主要用他主要用我们
But when God tells us that he wants to use us
若是我们愿意把自己交在主的手里
And if we are willing to trust ourselves in his hand
让主来用我们
Allow God to use us
主就有机会在我们身上成就他的心意
Then God would have a chance to accomplish his goal on us
当我们也听见有许多呼叫的声音
And when there are many shouts and cries
我们在其中竟然能够有份
and that we are so lucky to be one of them
但是我们知道说这个驴驹子有讲我没有人骑过他的
now this colt has been, never been ridden on before
今天是主骑在他的上
面 but now it is the Lord who rides on it
当这个主骑完了进到耶路撒冷去以后
and after Jesus entered into Jerusalem
我相信这个驴驹子还是还给了那个主人
and I would think this colt was returned to his owner
但是当主骑在他的上面
but when JesusWas riding upon it.
我想这个驴驹子它是不一样了。
I believe the colt felt differently.
从前没有被人骑过的。
Before he was never been ridden.
今天成了这一位万王之王、万主之主，曾经在他身上。
But now the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was riding on me.
我相信他回去以后。这个驴驹子是不一样的驴驹。
And I definitely believe this colt must be very different once he returned from this trip.
今天我们若听见主向我们说主要用我。
If you heard about the Lord saying I want to use you.
我们会觉得这是何等的尊荣。
And you'll feel so honored.
原本我们是无用的。
Because we used to be useless.
我们原本是被捆绑的。
We were under bondages.
但是今天主要叫我们得着释放。
But the Lord wants to deliver us.
叫我们说主我们愿意答应他的呼召
and he enabled us to say yes Lord I'm willing
我们要知道当主在用我们的时候
we have to know when Jesus is using us
他有主权在我们的身
上 he has the absolute authority over us
很多时候他必须将我们破碎
many times he had to crush us
他必须将我们剥夺
and he has deprived us from
他必须做工在我们的里面
so that he can work upon us
这是他用我们
This is how he can use us
其实不是我们有多大的用处
It's not that we are truly useful
但是我们所有的用处是借着主在我们身上的工作
But all our usages are done through the work by the Lord
不是我有多少本事能够做多少工
It really is not that we are capable and we can do so much for the Lord
弟兄姊妹关键乃是神做多少工作在我们的身上
But brothers and sisters the key is depend on how much work the Lord can work upon us
我们有多少被主用
how much we can be used by the Lord.
我们才有多少的服事。
Then that's how much we can serve.
让我们从这个小驴驹子，我们来学习。
Let us learn from this colt.
我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手里。
And be willing to entrust ourselves in the hands of the loving Lord.
我们看见这条路上有很多人在那里欢呼。
And on this very path, many people surrounded and shouted out with joy.
把自己的衣服搭在上面，让耶稣骑上。
And the large crowd spread their cloak on the road.
对，他们把衣服呢铺在路上。
They spread their cloak on the road.
还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。
And their others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road.
然后有人在那里喊着说。
And people shouted out.
何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
Hosanna to the Son of David.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主灵名来的是应当称颂的。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
他们在那里称颂说：“高高在上，何塞纳。
”And they said, "Hosanna in the highest."
这些群众，他们真的是在等候一位君王的来到。
You can tell this crowd's really waiting for the arrival of a king.
何等的盼望，看见主叫死人复活的大能，能够一直在他们中间来彰显。
And they want to continue to see the great power that can raise the dead.
他们盼望看见那位叫风和海都能够听命令的这位神，能够彰显他的全能。
And they want to see this great king manifest his authority because he had calmed the wind and waves before.
这位叫五千人吃饱的，能够供应他们所有的需要。
And they hope this king who has fed 5,000 can supply all their needs.
他们好像没有读到主耶稣乃是谦谦和和的。
It's like they didn't realize the Bible had referred to this king that he was gentle.
他们也许很稀奇说，这位主为什么是骑着一个驴驹子呢？
Maybe thinking in their minds, how come he's riding on a donkey?
好像所有的君王来到都是骑着不止一匹马，可能有好多马在前面开道。
So all the kings come in with a chariot of horses?
那彰显这个君王的威严。
To manifest the majesty of a king.
怎么这位王是骑这个驴驹子？
Came into town on a colt.
他真的是谦谦和和的。
Because he is truly gentle and humble.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在这里实在是让我们能够有一个认识。
Our brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to understand this.
我们比那些群众要蒙福多了。
We're much more blessed than the crowd surrounding by the road.
那些群众虽然能够在肉身里面看见耶稣。
Yes, the crowd may be able to see Jesus with their physical eyes.
他们不认识这位全能的神，这位君王是怎么样的一位君王。
But they didn't understand what kind of king this almighty king was about.
这位君王他里面是那样的谦卑。
And this king was so humble.
那样的温柔。
So gentle.
他是站在一个最卑微的地位。
And he chose to stand at the lowest position.
哦，当主耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
When Jesus came into Jerusalem.
他里面真的清楚前面所摆着是什么样的一个道路。
He knew clearly what is laid ahead of him.
他所要彰显的是神生命里面最深之处，人所不能认识的。
What he has manifest is something so deep inside of God that is also something men do not understand.
他所要彰显的是神国度真实的显现。
He had a manifest to all the substance of God's kingdom.
和人的心里面所想的是不一样的。
And that is so different from a man's thought or concept.
哦，他要人能够看见。
He wanted people to see the things that was invisible before.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为我们的主已经走完了十字架的路程。
Our Lord has finished his way of the cross.
他已经为我们死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus has died on the cross.
他已经为我们埋葬。
He was buried for us.
为我们复活。
And he was risen from the dead for us.
他为我们升天。
And for us again, he ascended into heaven.
他为我们登上宝座。
And for us, he enthroned.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He was the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
今天天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他了。
Therefore, all the authorities on heaven, on earth, and under the earth have been given to Jesus.
当我们一想到我们的主，他今天在那个至高荣耀的宝座上。
So when we think about our Lord now, he's enthroned at the highest place.
那么的荣耀。
He is so glorious.
天使天君都在那里下拜。
And the heavenly host had to bow down before him.
哦，那个荣耀让天使他必须来遮藏他们的眼目。
And his glory is so great, even angels have to close their eyes.
他们不能凝视观望。
They cannot stare at the glory of Jesus.
但是我们知道神的国度今天神正在这里要来 制作来得着。
But God is now working on us His own kingdom.
我们必须认识到。
So we have to know this.
越是看见这个荣耀。
And the more glory we see.
我们里面有一个生命是耶稣基督的生命。
And the more we're gonna feel the life of Jesus that is within us.
那个荣耀越吸引我们。
And if the glory attracts more.
我们越宝贵我们里面的生命。
Then the more we're gonna chase the heavenly life that's inside.
我们越认识那个荣耀的宝座。
And we're gonna know more of the heavenly.
我们里面更宝贵十架的道路。
And we will cherish even more the lowly way of the cross.
那首诗歌讲到说，我们进入幔内，瞻仰荣耀基督。
Just like a hymn says, I go into the veil and see the glorious Jesus.
我们也就出到营外，跟随卑微的耶稣。
That's why I am able to come out of camp and follow the lowly Jesus.
没有这个荣耀的吸引。
If I do not have the attraction of the heavenly glory,
我们很难走那条最卑微的道路。
It is very hard for us to walk on the lowly way.
今天我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
So we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
叫我们所看见的不是属地的，不是外面的。
So we don't see the earthly glory or things that's ours.
今天神他要叫我们从里面来认识。
Instead, God wants to know from within.
他要把他自己启示给我们。
God wants to reveal Himself to us.
叫我们看见这位弥赛亚。
Knowing that this Messiah,
这位高高在上的
this one who is at the highest place,
他是怎么样，生命是这样的谦谦和和
how he still bears this lowly and gentle life,
满了温柔，满了怜悯
of gentleness and mercy.
我们要看见这条道路就是主耶稣基督的道路
and we have to understand this is the way of Jesus Christ.
叫我们那样的喜乐和我们的主站在一起
so that we'll be happy to stand next to him.
我们说主要用我们，主要呼召我们
and we shall say, Lord, call us and use us.
他要我们和他一同走这样的道路。
He wants us to be his companion on this way.
今天人的称赞不能叫我们得着满足。
And we cannot be content with men's praise.
主耶稣里面他那样的迫切所要得着的。
Because what Jesus desires to obtain.
是他真实的国度能够来到。
Is that one day the substance of his kingdom can come.
当主在那里看见四围的人说高高在上何撒那
When Jesus look around these people shout out Hosanna, Hosanna
我相信主里面是知道的
And I believe Jesus knew in his heart
很多都是同一般人
It's gonna be the same group of people later
当他们突然发现说
When they discover
他们所等候所仰望的这位君王
That the king they've been waiting for these days
他没有彰显他的能力
did not manifest his power as they expected.
他没有为他自己来辩解什么。
And he did not bother to argue for himself.
他是那样的软弱。
He seemed so weak and vulnerable.
他完全不像一个王。
He wasn't acting like a king at all.
他因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
And he will be crucified because his vulnerability.
当这些人好像一下所有的盼望都破灭了。
When these dreams are broken or gone.
他原本可以做这么多事情。
These people thought Jesus could have performed all these wonders and miracles.
但他怎么没有做一点来救他的自己
But he did not do anything for himself.
面对这个罗马的政权，他怎么没有用他的这些能力来打败他们
How come Jesus did not defeat Roman Empire with the power he had?
当他们失望
So they were disappointed.
当他们到了一个地步，他们说钉他十字架
To the point they all rose up and decided to shout out, "Crucify him!"
除掉他，除掉他
Crucify him and get rid of him.
主不是不知道这般的群众
Jesus knew the same crowd's gonna do that.
但是主的里面向着耶路撒冷，真的是面如坚石
But he was so determined facing the way into the city of Jerusalem.
这条道路是那么的重要
Because he knew this way is very important.
不只叫我们得着拯救
Not only through this way, we will be delivered.
不只叫我们罪得赦免
Our sin will be forgiven.
主耶稣经过这条道路
But through this way,
这位钉十字架的基督
This crucified Christ,
他的生命
His life,
能够成为我们的道路
Can one day become a way upon which we can walk.
叫我们听见主耶稣说我就是道路
So that's why Jesus says, I am the way.
今天我们可以从主经过。
Therefore, we are able to walk through Jesus.
他是这位钉十字架的基督。
This crucified Christ.
今天他能够把他的生命放在我们的里面。
Because after that, he's able to put in us his life.
整个神的国度。
Therefore, the kingdom of God.
这个国度的生命。
And this heavenly kingdom's life.
今天在我们的里面
can now be stored inside each one of us.
当我们再来读这段圣经
but when we read this passage,
我们读先知的话
we read the words spoken by Zechariah.
讲到这位王要来
talking about how this king is going to come.
谦谦和和的骑着驴就是驴的驹子
how he's going to come gently and riding on a donkey on a colt.
我们在读的时候我们忽然里面我们明白了
and then suddenly our eyes may be open and we understand
这一位君王为我们来到地上
it is a king like that has come into the world for us
这位君王今天住在我们的里面
it is a king like that that dwells inside of me
呼召我们来跟随他
that is calling us to follow him
啊，我们里面觉得何等的喜乐
that we rejoice greatly
曾经有一位宣教士叫做 Henry Morrison
and there was this missionary whose name is Henry Morrison
他在非洲在那里宣教四十年之久
He worked and ministered in Africa for over four decades
这四十年里面受了多少的痛苦和危险
And he suffered much dangers and pains
在过了四十年之后
After the 40 years
他回到美国
He returned to this country
当他和他的妻子两个人在回美国的这个船上
And on his way back with his wife on the ship
他们就在讲说经过了四十年
They talk about after 40 years
不晓得会不会有一个人会到岸上那边来迎接他们
They said we wonder it's been 40 years since we left the country I wonder is there anybody who is going to wait for us at dock to receive us
当这个船要回到纽约的时候
And when the ship was going into the port of New York
他们看见那个岸上有好多好多的人
And they saw many crowds waiting by the dock
他有上千的人
Over thousands of them
拿着那个牌子啊写说欢迎回家
And with a big banner it says Welcome home
Welcome home
Welcome home
啊他们看的时候觉得蛮高兴的
They were quite excited when they saw the banner
这四十年是何等的不容易
Because in the past 40 years they suffered so much
啊今天终于回来了
But now we are finally home
好像有这么多人在欢迎
And there was this huge crowd waiting for them
可是当他们把那个行李去拿好的时候
And when they got their luggages
准备要下船
Ready to get off the ship
那这些这么多的群众又敲锣又打鼓的好像都不见了
And suddenly those crowds disappeared
原来他们是欢迎另外一个人
What happened was they were waiting for another person
当时的一个总统
And was the president of the country
他到非洲去干嘛呢
welcoming the president's return. Why was the president doing in Africa?
这个总统，美国总统到非洲去打猎。
The U.S. president went to Africa for hunting.
打猎回来，结果有上千的人在那里欢迎他。
So、upon his return from the hunting trip, thousands were waiting by the port for him.
这么多人在那边欢呼说欢迎回家。
And many people welcomed the president to come home.
所以那一天。
That day,
这位宣教士
this missioner,
他的太太就跟他讲一句话
and his wife told him,
他说我们还没有回到家
she said, you know, we have not yet come home.
所以这位 Henry 他最后讲说当他太太讲这句话的时候
so upon hearing the comment by his wife,
一下子扎到他的心里面
Henry mentioned that how his heart was pierced.
过去四十年这些受的这些苦好像都算不了什么
Suddenly the suffering in the past 40 years was nothing to him.
今天没有人来欢迎也算不了什么
And it is all right. Nobody waited by the port to welcome their return.
因为他们还没有回到家
Because they have not yet arrived home.
啊当那一天他们回家的时候
And they know one day when they return to the real home
他们知道是主在那里欢迎
It's going to be the Lord who's going to be there welcome them
今天地上的这些不过都是暂时的
Everything in this world is nothing but temporary
当我们的主走在地上他这位属天的君王
When Jesus was on earth this heavenly king was on earth
他所想的不是地上的这个王权
He was not mindful of the power of this world
他没有照着他的自己来说什么来做什么
He never spoke or did anything according to himself
他照着父神的旨意
But according to the heavenly father
他把神的生命性情彰显
And he manifested the God's nature
谦谦和和的骑着一个驴驹子
And lowly and humbly he rode on a donkey a colt
从众人的呼喊里面，他走向十字架的道路。
And he passed through the shouts of the crowd. He walked on the way of the cross.
这何等吸引我们的心
！And that virtue just attracted our hearts.
愿早上我们的主他。用他的生命美德来呼召我们。
May the Lord call us with His beautiful life.
我们也说，我们所要的不是外面的。
And may we all respond by saying, Lord, we don't want things that's outwardly.
我们渴望的是和主在一起。
All we long to have is Your presence.
他的美丽。
Your beauty.
他的丰富。
Your fullness.
他的温柔。
Your gentleness.
他的甘甜。
Your sweetness.
愿这一切真的是满了我们的全心。
May all these things fill our hearts.
叫我们好像那个驴祭司，我们答应主的呼召。
So that we'll be like the call, answering to the calling of our Lord.
让主来用我们。
To allow the Lord to use us.
让我们和主一同走这样的一段道路。
Let us walk on this way of the cross with our Lord together.
我们求主让我们看见主所看见的。
And we pray the Lord open our eyes to see what He saw.
啊，我们的心渴慕他自己。
Our hearts long for Himself.
我们再来唱诗歌579首。
Let's sing Him again, 579.
你是爱的温柔气息。
I cannot have enough of Thee.
你是爱的温柔气息，怎能将你？芬芳远存，馨香花丛，犹如摩游在我怀中，幽香天上都有，幽香天上都有。你是爱的温柔气息
I cannot breathe enough thee
怎能将你吸透
Oh gentle breeze of love
好吧我们在唱的时候真的从我们心的最深处我们来唱这样的诗歌
Let us sing a song from the depth of our heart
你是爱的温柔气息
That I cannot breathe enough of you Lord
我们的心带着渴慕我们要把它吸进来
With a gentle heart, with a longing heart Let's breathe Jesus in
我们渴慕他
Let us long for Jesus.
我们好不好站起来从第一节唱到第五节
Let's stand up and sing the whole song.